Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the Yang plant. I say Yang Yang because that's the best way I can pronounce it. It's Y-L-A-N-G hyphen Y-L-A-N-G. Now, what I found out is that no matter how detailed the information I research, my son always seems to know a little bit more. We're going to this unusual flower, which is the main export of Comoros, an island I hadn't heard of, a country I hadn't heard of. Didn't know about this, the story of it, and decided to learn a bit more. And there's been a really rather beautiful thing of reading through, and you get these tiny tidbits of information which sort of throw a spanner in the works. So there's in Panama was the site of a failed Scottish colonization attempt which ruined Scotland and forced them to join England. That's one aspect of it. In Guadeloupe, it's a French place, the rebels held themselves up, and rather than give themselves up on this remote island remotely in history, they decided to blow themselves up in an act of suicide with a big gunpowder keg. Now, it sort of puts things in perspective, because you realise that if you're there at the time, it would make sense to blow yourself up, but obviously if you're reading now, it doesn't. So you read into these different things, and you see how the United Nations works, and all these different things occur, and you get little sort of windows into the planet. So this little particular set of islands, the Comoros, is a very small one. Sort of not much bigger than your suburb that you live in, but it's got 0.8 million people in it. So it's 30 kilometres by something rather, and there's different islands. And they're beset by problems, coups, and eventually a Methodist government which takes 80% of taxes raised. It goes to have a rather unwieldy government. But one of the things is they export a lot of these flowers called the Ylang Ylang flowers. And indeed, there's some interest there. Okay, the Lang, Lang Lang is its common name, but it's actually called the Kananga Ordota, known as the Kanga tree, Indonesian, Thai, Filipino, tropical tree that's native to India, three parts of Indochina, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, to Queensland, Australia. It's valued as a perfume extract for its flower called the Ylang Ylang, a name sometimes used for the tree itself. It's an essential oil used in aromatherapy. Well, what an essential oil is. The tree is also called a flagrant Kananga, or mascara oil plant, or perfume tree. Now, mascara oil is this gel that they used to put, men used to put mascara in their hair, in the at the turn of the century, this century, last century, so it's real cream. This traditional Polynesian names includes Mayote Kukalans and Mohokanoke or Mosotis or Hawaii. It's interesting that all these have the same sort of names, indicating that it was a sort of a common tongue Polynesian. The Yanglang vine and climbing Yanglang are woody evergreen climbing plants in the same family as it's also. So it's a tree and a vine, I suppose. Etymology. The meaning Yanglang is derived from the Taolong term means for a tree. Yang is a reproductive form of the word, reduplicative form of the word yang, meaning wilderness, alluding to the tree's natural habitat. A common mistranslation, flower of flowers. So there's a self-standing tree. The Kananga or Odorata is a fast-growing tree in a custard apple family of the whatever it is. I'm sure we've got some of these types of trees in our garden, exceeding 5 meters per year. It attains an average height of 12 meters in ideal climate. The evergreen leaves are smooth and glossy, oval, pointed with wavy margins. Wow. Flowers drooping long stalk with 6 narrow greenish yellow, rarely pink petals that are a sea star appearance and yields a highly fragrant essential oil. Its pollen is shed as permanent tetrads. Well, whatever that means. Can Angra odata, variation Frosca dwarf Yang Yang, grows up a small tree, combat shrub with highly scented flowers. Distribution and habitat. Now, I really wasn't interested in trees until I found a island, uninhabited island in the Pacific named the Vostok. And in the island, it has Piscataea trees, which is a bird-eating trees. It's a got sticky trees that the birds land and never escape. It's pretty amazing. The native plant is in much of Asia, India, Papua New Guinea, Queensland, Australia. It's commonly grown in Madagascar, Polynesia, Malaysia, Micronesia, Comoros Islands. It grows in full or partial sun, prefers acidic oils of its native rainforest habitat. Yang Yang has been cultivated in temperate climates under conservatory conditions. Ecology. Clusters of black fruit are an important food item for birds, which are the collared imperial pigeon, the purple-tailed imperial pigeon, Zoe's imperial pigeon, a whole series of imperial pigeons. But apparently the dodo bird was a pigeon, sort of just gone. Superb fruit dove, pink-spotted fruit dove, cornetted fruit dove, orange-bellied fruit dove, and the wampu fruit dove. Imagine if you were here and introducing the wampu fruit dove. I wonder what that looks like. The Sulawesi red-knobbed hornbill serves as an effective seed disperser for the odata. So it's got these seeds and these birds eat it. The oils is used for aromatherapy. It is believed to relieve high blood pressure and normalize sebum secretions of the skin problems. And it's considered an aphrodisiac, which would, what would you do? The oil from the Yangling plant is widely used in perfumery for oriental or flower-themed perfumes, such as Chanel No. 5. So, we now know that the Yangling from Comorus goes into Chanel No. 5. Yangling blends well with most floral fruit and wood. It's going to be finished with this. Things. Fruit and wood scents. Okay. In Indonesia, the Yang Yang flower are spread on a bed of newlywed couples. Well, there you go. Ooh. She wished that would might get in the way. In the Philippines, its flowers, together with flowers of the Sangapodata, are strung on a necklace, a layer worn by women, and used to adorn religious images. Yang Yang's essential oils make up 29% of Comoros' annual export, 1998. So there you go. It's a pretty amazing thing. Yang Yang essential oil is one of the basic ingredients of mascara oil. Characteristics. The fragrance Yang Yang is rich with depth, with notes of rubber and custard. Oh, you're smelling a bit rubbery. No, I can smell a custard smell. And bright hints of jasmine and neroli. Oh, well, you all smell like beautiful neroli. The essential oil of the flower is obtained through steam distillation of the flowers and separated into different grades, extra 1, 2, and 3, according to the distillates are obtained. The main aromatic components of Yang Yang oil are benzyl acetate, nitrile, p-crystal methyl ether, methyl benzonate. Responsible for characteristic oil. So it's just basically, well, it smells rubbery because it is rubbery. Okay, that's the story for that. So that's a brief story of Yang Yang, finding that this particular plant grows everywhere, but in this particular island, it's the main source of export for it. Being extremely poor, pretty interesting just the overall idea of luxury as a driver. So let's say these people live extremely in extreme poverty, producing this perfume. Yet perfume is exploitative in that sense that the people are paying those people in the island who've there's 50% of the population is under 15. So there you go. That's going to be a bit of a shock when it all comes along. And in a sense, that perfume is exploratory. However, if you extended your sort of economic bubble and looked at only non-renewable sort of luxury items, you could see that most things are built from perfume, chocolate, and excess in these are, and the rest of the, if someone came down from outer space, they would say that our society is based around producing these luxury products and has worked out a way that these luxury products then produce these excessive products like aircraft carriers or bridges or major works to go through with it. That's just my overall view. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.